One thing about me, I might never give a fuck ever again. So, motherfucker, if you catch me giving a fuck, you better give a fuck while I'm giving a fuck. Because if I stop giving a fuck, I ain't gonna give a fuck if you give a fuck anyway. Because fuck you.
I'm just calling in, man. Maybe this is an AI recording, maybe not. Either way, props to Queen Germ and King Germ of the Frocast, the best podcast in the whole world. Shout out to Nappy Afro, too. After all these motherfucking years, y'all are still locked in. Keep it going. Reporting live from London. Peace.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in to NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
Now tune into the longest running podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucker in podcasting today, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Hacksaw Jim Thuggin, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. The Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the Bedroom, a.k.a. Smoking Germ Frazier, a.k.a. The Best There Is, The Best There Was, The Best There Ever Will Be, a.k.a. Bread DiBiase, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. You Can't Fit This Hustle Inside of a Rapper, a.k.a. The Duke of Dignity, and my last a.k.a. Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I'd like to have right now is for all you overbearing, gift buying, begging for gift ass podcasters. Keep the noise down while I take my robe off and show you what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. I am joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken, Queen Germ. Say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. my cups runneth over, a.k.a. $3 is $3. A.K.A. a lot of crass with a dab of class. A.K.A. my afro is my halo. And my favorite A.K.A. of them all.
Your grade is your motherfucking grade.
And I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to download, like, subscribe to the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. Or you can go to Frocast.com, listen to the show. We also have a voicemail you can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail, we'll play it on the show. We are in the mix of getting the Patreon set back up, so always just check in the NappyAfro.club for the Patreon or wherever we decide to go, so just keep your eyes out for that. And if option A, B, or C doesn't tickle your fancy, there is option D. What's that? Retweet it, reblog it, add it to your story, tag us in the story, we'll shout you out. We didn't do a show last week, so I ain't got no shout outs to do. So, now, all the panderings out of the way, Queen Germ, I got to ask you, how have your weeks been?
Well, my weeks have been my weeks. We had a wonderful time, me and the kids, going to Miami to celebrate the girl's birthday.
Happy birthday.
So we now have a 17-year-old and a 19-year-old. It's a little, I mean, it's great, but you know, it gives you a place of reference. It makes you self-reflect. Like, when I didn't know what I was gonna do with these little kids, now I got grown people. So it's a good feeling. But we had a wonderful time. Miami is a wonderful place to go, but when I tell you, the people are special. We had all kinds of encounters. We got so many new inside jokes now about the things we encountered on this little trip. But it was fun. Of course, the princess germ, the human version, is the girl.
So
the girl. Much,
yes.
Birthday was on Super Bowl, so you know all of that happened. We'll talk about the Super Bowl shortly. And then, of course, we came back and I talked about my brother party. We had a wonderful time. Still trying to get my life together. Doing what I do. Trying to work, play, do a little something else. But today, Valentine's Day, y'all.
Yeah. Like, at the time of this recording.
At the time of this recording, it's Valentine's Day. Now, that's dedication.
Yes.
Or King Jermaine had no plans for a nigga, so he wanted to make this sound special.
I'm going
to
call it dedication.
I'm going to call it he ain't had no plans. So y'all know he going to try to make it seem like, oh, let's do a show. It actually falls on Valentine's Day. That's even cool. That's yes. Nigga. That's, show you how much I love you. You don't give a fuck about taking me out to eat and buying me some shit. So we in the garage drinking and smoking . That's what we doing. That's what we doing.
I mean, you know, but as far as my week, week's pretty good. You know, not a lot went down. I mean, today, you know, I got a little upset, you know what I'm saying? Because I was, I stepped outside of my normal, you know what I'm saying? I usually on Valentine's Day, I don't do nothing. But I said, you know what? Today I'm gonna surprise my baby. I'm gonna go up there, decorate her car. So when she come out, she see it. She might think it's me, who knows? But, you know, that's what I had my mind set on doing, right? So I'm up here hustling, trying to get everything together to get to her, get up to her job, circle the block, don't see a car. Circle the block again, don't see a car. Call her, she ain't answering her phone. So I was like, man, what the fuck? So I get angry. And then I call my son, find out he got the car. So I'm like, nigga, you supposed to be at school. What the fuck you got the car for? He like, you need me to bring you the car? I was like, no, nigga, I need the car to be here where I am. I don't have time to wait. You know what I'm saying? I had just enough time to do what I had to do and move on. So, alas, I didn't get to surprise her like I wanted to. So, yeah.
So, that's
why I said I'm sticking to my way.
Yeah, so that's just your cop-out to say I don't want to do nothing. But this is what I'm going to let the people know. I'm going to let y'all in on a little secret. A, King Germ don't trust me. Because in them 7 minutes, I don't know what ran through your head, and I ain't even going to put nothing there. But it's strange that a nigga came with good intentions.
Very good
intentions. And left on some bullshit.
Super bullshit.
So my thing is, what would make a nigga go from 0 to 60, 0 to 100 real quick? The fact that he did not think the best of his wife, who couldn't answer the phone at the time, didn't answer the phone because she having technical difficulties. I'm doing my job. The kid got the car. And what you thought was going on that I couldn't answer the phone? I was at work.
I was just looking for your car.
You was looking for my car. But my thing is, you didn't call me a second time. I call you and not, this is the thing, y'all. The nigga didn't say, oh, I tried to stop by your job to surprise you, but I'm going on to my job because I got to get back to work. That would be an acceptable response. I'd be like, oh, darn, I wish I had known you were here. Go on back to work. But I had to have a good 30 minutes to an hour moment of silence because I was in my feelings. Because that's not what King Germ said. This nigga said, you weren't answering the phone. The car ain't here. Woo doo woo doo woo. You went on to say some other shit. And then you said, well, fuck them balloons. I let that shit go. So,
amen.
My thing is, you gonna ruin my day, but you were supposed to have been trying to shine some light on my day. So, because it didn't go the way you want to catch a tantrum like a kid, and then you want to be childish about it. That shit wasn't cool. Because now, I'm sitting at the job trying to do my work. And can't do my work for the fact that I got to think about the fact that this nigga either don't trust me, don't care about me as much as he say he care about me, for him to lose his temper in 7 minutes. Because I looked at the caller ID, I saw what time you called, I saw what time I called back. It was 7 minutes. 7 minutes.
Again.
Seven.
I was pressed for time.
Minutes.
I was pressed.
That's all I got to say is, I still love you. I hope and pray that moving forward, you would choose to do better. Because had you called me before you went to get the balloons, you could have just been like, what you doing? And then, you know, just talk regular. Then you said, I'm like, child, please, I'm going to go down here to the lab. I'm doing whoop de whoop de whoop. Then you would have known, like, if nothing else, pull my car over, walk in the building. I know you didn't intend to walk in the building. I know you didn't intend to get out the van, okay, but to put the stuff on the car. But the thing is, you the same kind of nigga who would have turned that shit into something fucked up anyway. Because this is how my God worked. I'm going to tell you. Because had you tied that shit to my thing, I came to you and said, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. You would act like you didn't even do the shit. And I know that's the kind of bullshit you be on. Because you be, oh, you want to fish. So you say you going to tie the shit on the car to see what my reaction going to be. Well, hell, I know ain't nobody going to tie nothing on my car but you. Or the kid or somebody. But it wouldn't have been nobody else. But you would have sat right there and you would have all day long. I would say, oh, thank you so much. You were so sweet. That was so nice. I can't believe you surprised me like that. That was just so wonderful. And you'd be like, oh, I ain't do nothing. I was at work today. I ain't had time for that. I told you I wasn't doing nothing for Valentine's Day. And that's how you would act. So it would have either been one side or the other. We don't. But I know in my heart of hearts that I've been dealing with you the same way. I'm just assuming that you had balloons that you claim you let go, that you claim you went by my job. Because you didn't take no picture and say, I'm here, here your balloons go. You ain't send me no video say, here your balloons go into the air, to the atmosphere. I don't know where you was at. I don't know if you came by the job. I don't know what your reason was. If you let the balloons go, why you let the balloons go? Oh, because you was mad, or you didn't want your girlfriend at the job to know. Oh, you taking your wife some balloons, where the fuck my balloons at? I don't know what you was doing. Mm. It just continues to spiral.
Turn it back around on me.
I mean, nigga, I was at my job. Where was you?
I was at mine.
Oh, okay. Until you pull up on me. Yep. And then you want to act like a lunatic. Hey. Yeah. So, well, Cupid.
Hey. Valentine's 2023.
Yeah. It's in the books. Because clearly books. Niggas ain't getting shit. Niggas ain't doing shit. Niggas don't want to do right.
We're doing this podcast.
It's just, hey. Hey. And whose choice?
Our choice.
Okay. But you could have did this. And still took me out to eat.
No, it's too packed tonight. You don't want to go out tonight.
You could have done something.
No, you don't want to do nothing.
You could have done something.
Yeah, it's
rose petals.
It's Tuesday night.
I'm talking about at right here.
We got to get up early.
Right here.
In the
see?
Morning.
Excuses. Excuses. Yeah. Excuses. Valentine's Day.
It's just.
It ain't got to be nothing. Because see, me, you done been with me for 20 plus years. Yeah. You already know what it is.
And how many Valentine's Day?
That you ain't did shit for?
Yeah.
That you ain't?
Yeah.
Probably 18.
So by law averages, you...
See what I'm saying? Like, but see, this is the thing. King Germ like to be real grimy when it come down to shit, right?
I'm not grimy. I'm just saying it's a bullshit-ass day.
Okay, it's a bullshit-ass day, but you was willing to play. Now, you flipping the script on us saying, this why I don't do nice shit because people don't be where they supposed to be. But one thing y'all got to remember, when y'all commit to the surprise act, don't be mad. Don't be surprised when the surprise is on you. Because you trying to surprise a nigga. If you not going to do the things to safeguard your surprise, then if the surprise fall back on you, and you the one getting more of a surprise than the person, that's on you. That's
and
on you.
And it's on me. So I'm
so
cool with that.
You can't be mad with nobody but yourself. That's just the way I look at it. And I'm thankful because I know the nigga don't do shit that's thoughtful to this degree, especially when it comes down to like Valentine's Day and shit like that. He don't care about no Valentine's Day. Now, maybe Mother's Day, birthday, I could get some real love, you know, in the form of gifts. But Valentine's Day, it ain't that big of a deal for me. Now, if I'm one of them people that made it a big deal, it would have to be a big deal to you for us to be together. But I'm cool because I'm not even that type of person. So you should be grateful as well.
No, I'm not grateful. I'm
okay.
Just saying.
So you ain't grateful. That's sad too.
No, I'm just saying. It's just like I understand that Valentine's Day is a bullshit ass holiday. It means nothing. You know, it's just,
I mean, I understand it too, but what I'm saying is
if you was the kind of person that thought highly of it, I would get you
would get with the program.
No,
yes,
you would get
you
with
would.
The program.
No.
You'd be
no.
like, girl, he showed me he loved me all throughout the year. What's one
but
day?
But he don't.
I do.
You do what you want to do.
I do.
You do what you want to do. You do what you want to do.
No.
So you can't use that as no excuse.
I do what
you got to come with it. You got to come with it. And my thing is, Valentine's Day ain't the thing. It ain't about no Valentine's Day. It's about the fact that, number one, we got kids. We be together all the time. So it's not like we don't do nothing. I'm just saying Valentine's Day is not that big of a deal to me. So you're blessed to have a spouse that doesn't make... I know people who married who got to go all out for Valentine's Day. My thing is, hell, our anniversary in January.
Exactly.
What we going to turn around and do for Valentine's Day the next month? Like, it doesn't make sense, like, to me.
Exactly.
So, at least you have a reasonable partner. And that's what should be highlighted. Not the fact that it's a bullshit-ass holiday and I ain't doing shit whether you want to do shit or not. That's what you giving off. But nonetheless, you came. You didn't see me at the time you wanted to.
No.
You still gave me some balloons. I guess those were the ones that I got. Maybe some of them were missing. Maybe you had to give half to your girlfriend, half to me. I don't fucking know. But thank you for the gesture.
I'm glad you liked it. Well, let's go ahead and get into this outline.
Let's do it for somebody to get outlined.
Yes, for somebody to get outlined.
Get the chalk.
Again. Y'all know it's February, so we got to start out with Black History Moments. Now, like I said, I tell y'all last week, on the last episode, you know you always hear about the all-stars of the Black History Movement, but we like to give a little spotlight onto some of the ones that you might not have heard about. And the person this week we are spotlighting is Sister Emma Jean Rudolph. She was the first Black lady to say, "Lord, just take me instead," at a funeral, but didn't mean it.
Really?
So shout out to Sister Emma Jean Rudolph for being such an innovator, because you heard that at a funeral. People screaming, "Take me instead." Okay. All right. Don't let God come in here and cash in them coins. Because are you really ready to get in that casket for saying that?
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? So be careful, because God might come to cash in. Be like, hey, I heard what you said, and I'm here. Take you instead? Come on. You know what I'm saying? Come on. Get on over here.
One night only.
Mm-hmm. So shout out to Sister Rudolph. See who we come back with next week in our moment of Black history. Well, y'all know how we start off our main topic. It's what's on the timeline. What's on the timeline? We talk about that subject that's dominating your timeline. And this week, it's none other than Super Bowl 57. Now, Super Bowl 57 is where the Eagles of Philadelphia took on the Chiefs of Kansas City. And it was a great game. And, you know, until the referees got involved. And then it just, you know, it put a bad look on a good game. So, Queen Germ, any thoughts?
Besides the fact that y'all lost?
I said any thoughts?
That's what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about the fact that just a couple of weeks ago, a nigga came at me talking about something. Are you still them boys? This, and the third. So we in the same spot. But
No, we're not.
Oh, but we are. We better than y'all because, again.
No, you're not.
Okay, so you count championships, right? This is what y'all wanted. This is what we have done five times.
Again.
Right or wrong.
Again.
Just facts. Let's not go. Don't deviate from the script now. Facts. Which one is it?
Y'all won five titles.
Okay, so keeping that in mind, the Philadelphia Eagles have won how many?
We've only won one.
Okay, so when we look at this, we're talking about pound for pound, ring for ring. We are five and you all are one. So when we call ourselves talking trash, people want to say, well, what have you done for us lately? What have you done for us? The fact is we still have fans. We have a bustling group of people who are rooting for us, and every single season we come ready. We hit the pavement hard. So help me to understand, what are you talking about when you sit here and try to discredit the Cowboys franchise?
Again, y'all are these, like I said, hustling, bustling fan base. Every year y'all are the talk of the town, and every year they let y'all down. Y'all ain't even
your team play. Let y'all down because they didn't win. They didn't win though. Nobody knows who's number two. And a year or two when they say Super Bowl, you say what? 57, 58? What that thing say?
57.
Super Bowl 57. Nobody gonna say nothing. If they remember anything at all, they're gonna say the Kansas City Chiefs beat whoever they played.
You know what? We don't even know what it sound like. Last time y'all was in the Super Bowl, I think the Super Bowl was in the 20s.
Like
the 20s. It's Super Bowl 50.
It doesn't fucking matter. The last time y'all
played one, it was in the 20s.
It doesn't matter. You know why it doesn't matter?
20s.
Because we still won. We won, though. So don't go around saying something about somebody. You can't come up against us when you haven't done what we've done. When you get on our level, then we can have a conversation.
Lately, we've done way more than y'all.
But you haven't. So if y'all want to
live on the past,
one.
Y'all want to live on the ancient history, live on it. Live on it. But recently, y'all ain't won shit.
Okay.
Y'all ain't been in the Super Bowl.
But it don't matter.
Y'all ain't been in the NFC Championship game.
If you ain't win the motherfucking Super Bowl, you just like everybody else didn't win the motherfucking Super Bowl.
At least we played in the Super Bowl. We
came home with nothing.
Hey, you call us the NFC champions.
And nobody does that.
Yeah.
And nobody does that.
We got a pennant.
And nobody does that.
A penny that y'all ain't seen in a long ass time.
Well, y'all can keep seeing them because y'all still ain't seeing no Super Bowl and what is it, the Vince Lombardi trophy?
We see the Super Bowl.
Y'all ain't seen it. Y'all ain't seeing the trophy from over there on the other side.
Y'all ain't even seen the Super
from
Bowl
from over there.
Y'all ain't even seen the Super Bowl
from over there. Y'all seen it just like we seen it. If that's the case, if you losing,
we had a chance for it. Y'all had no chance.
Okay, everybody got a chance.
We were Bob Hope. Y'all was no hope.
Okay. Well, y'all is no hope now because y'all ass is over here just like everybody else.
Like I said, it's hey. Like I said.
What else did you like about the Super Bowl?
Good game. You know, like I said, refs ruined it. Other than that, I mean, hey, that's all you can ask for.
That's all you can ask for.
Yeah. We came, we showed up. You know, Hurts outplayed Mahomes, except for that one crucial mistake that he made. I mean, it is what it is.
Talking about the fumble?
Yes, the fumble. So, you know, that's all for what's on the timeline.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk
niggas
about
be in their feelings. And I'm niggas not in my ain't saying. No.
I'm just not going to sit here and go back and forth with a Cowboy fan.
You ain't got to go back and unless forth with me about
nothing. Unless
you're
a Chiefs fan. Unless you're a Chiefs fan. You if can't I'm say shit to me
fan,
right now.
The fact of the matter is.
Unless you like the
you
Chiefs.
You talked that big talk. And that's I did. What I'm talking about.
We beat all y'all.
You talked that big talk.
We beat all
and
y'all.
A motherfucker is sitting over here just like us. So therefore, so, you with
we're
everybody
not
else.
Like y'all.
Yes, the fuck you are.
No,
if
we're
you
not
ain't winning,
like y'all.
You losing.
Nah.
Which one is it?
Nah.
You lost.
Nah.
So if you lost, you just like everybody else. So keep your mouth closed and don't say nothing.
We the best of the losers.
Yeah.
We like
y'all. So if that's a thing. Thing, go ahead with it. But what I'm saying is the niggas I know, and if you ain't winning, you losing. So you over here with us, bro.
Like I said.
You over here with us. Hands down.
We the best
call it how you losers. Call it how you want to call it. But I'm telling
the
you what
top
it
of
is.
The pile.
What it is.
Y'all niggas,
and y'all is losers.
Y'all niggas
losers is losers is losers.
Y'all niggas is trash.
Okay. But y'all over here with us.
Man, call it what you want.
Mm-hmm. I'm calling it what it is, bro.
It is what it is, yo. Hey, listen. Great season. Again, I wasn't expecting this at all.
See what I'm saying? So, that's a loser mentality.
No,
y'all deserve to lose. That's
9-8
if y'all
year.
The motherfuckers who sit here talking
we
something.
Went 9-8
I didn't expect
year.
This. I didn't. No, you should expect
it. So it was it was unexpected. Okay. Did I expect us to make the playoffs? Kinda, yeah. Go to the Super Bowl? The record we had? No, I wasn't expecting that. We was the undefeated team for the longest time. Like, come on. Nobody was expecting that with what we put out there, but it just all came together this year.
Until the end. Until the end. Because that's not the coming together that you want.
Like I said, thank God for them referees, man. You know, because that's all that helped their motherfucking ass was the refs. Because, you know, second half, you know, we didn't make adjustments like we needed to. So, you know, coaches. But then I see one of the defensive coordinator got hired as the head coach for the Cardinals. And I was like, I hope y'all see what the fuck y'all getting. Coach that don't make motherfucking adjustments. But oh well. Great season to the Eagles, man. I mean, you know, you beat the Giants 3 times. We beat the Cowboys. We beat the Redskins. Who else we beat? Beat the 49ers. I mean,
so you clean. Y'all beat everybody, so you know, let's move on.
We beat all these niggas, man. But it's okay, though. It's all right. So is your spirit clean now? You good? Is that... Because I noticed you've been real quiet. I said, oh, she must be saving it for the show. So I was like, you know, I'm going to let her get her shit off.
I mean, you ain't got to let me do nothing. I just need you to know that I'm not like you. You was when I say doing the most... Doing the most.
Do I do that every year when y'all lose? When y'all lose, y'all find a game. Answer my question. Do I do that every year?
It doesn't matter. The answer is yes.
So
the,
it's a tradition.
But then at the end of the day, you put the icing. You put the icing on the shitty cake when you said y'all was going all the way. And y'all we did. Was this. Y'all was that. And y'all went there we and did. Y'all did nothing. You went there and you might as well have
don't a say we in did the nothing. Sand. Don't say you we did nothing. Nothing. What you mean?
Did nothing. You did nothing.
We didn't
you
win, have a, so don't say we didn't do nothing.
Okay, that's
like
the
we,
same thing.
It ain't like we
that's
showed up thing. And got our ass whooped.
That's the same thing. Shoot. That's the same damn thing. A loss is a loss is a loss. Nah. If it's a 1-point loss, it's still a motherfucking loss. So you can't come up here and say, oh, it's different because we was close. No.
We showed up and played. We didn't win.
Okay, you know, exactly. Say, you didn't win. You didn't win.
I don't like the phrase in the
okay,
words.
Okay, you don't have to like it. But the loss is the loss.
Yeah.
Yeah. Count of the loss. Yeah. Because we still them boys, and y'all still lost.
Okay. You done? You done? You ready? Okay. Let's move on to the next topic.
Yeah.
I got no queen germ. If you had a 9-year-old son, and he was like a prodigy, he goes to this private school, charter school, he graduated in high school already, how would you feel about that?
I'd be very impressed, very proud of him. But as far as me allowing him to get to that point, well, I don't think I would have allowed him to get to the point where he would graduate from high school at 9. Typically, high school, you graduate from 17 or 18 years old, sometimes even 19, depending on what you got going on. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like a 9-year-old in high school, even they say something about him going to school online, taking advantage of the online platform and, you know, accelerating through these classes, that also, you know, raises an eyebrow for me as an educator, because you got to think about if you home with this shit or you wherever with this shit, how I know that you, your mama, and your daddy ain't logging in, doing this work at various times of the day. We got to check these things out. Mm-hmm. You really gotta vet the system. So I just feel like if it is authentic and he is doing all of the work and he's just that smart, high school and college is not a place for 9-year-olds. Now you can skip a couple of grades. I'm all for that. Give the kid some challenging work or whatever. He can start earning some college credits while he could be in high school at 9. But you saying graduating from the 12th grade at 9-year-old. When typically people are 9 years older than this kid mm-hmm. at the time of their graduation, I would not be a parent. I would not be in support of my child moving forward at that pace. Because even if you say he graduated from high school and he was 16, I could get with that. Because it ain't but a couple of years shaved off.
Yeah.
But when you talking about 9, it's just so many things developmentally that they shouldn't even, you know what I'm saying? They shouldn't have to experience. Because, you know, people starting, people dating, people doing all kinds of things in high school. Then you're talking about going to college at 9. You are a super minor. Ain't no way in the world you're going to be at. You can't even go and live in a dorm. The people that will not even allow you to come on campus. So talking about some of his parents looking at Ivy League schools, what the fuck for? Because there ain't nobody finna let your kid come and stay in there in the dorm and the people over there fucking in the other room.
They might have a prodigy dorm.
They don't. They don't, because they are not going to allow him to come there. He can probably do online schooling at a place, but mm-hmm. He wouldn't be going nowhere. And as a parent, I wouldn't even exploit his intelligence like that, because if you getting free education or whatever like that, he would still be just, you know, just as notable if you say, hold him a couple of years back and he can, you know what I'm saying, like 15, 16. Graduate from high school, but you got to slow it down because the kids deserve to grow up, and that's how you have these kids that become weirdos.
Yeah, because he's gonna miss out on a vital part of
everything.
His life.
He you can't even do nothing. You know what I'm saying? The kids
you missing out on like 9 years old, like you missing some good
over there eating glue and playing with Play-Doh and all kind of stuff.
Some good years of kid of childhood, like
but
what
you
the
over
fuck?
Here.
Rushing to be a fucking adult.
Deriving equations and shit. Like, what the fuck you doing
nigga,
that for?
What? Nigga, like, bro, you, man. You
no Legos, no.
Yeah, I, hey, man, I'm looking at the parents, bro. Like, because you, did you see the parents?
No. I read the story, but my picture didn't come up. So I didn't see no picture. But I read the story. Dad is
like
real
old. He's like, you know, foreign. Like, both the parents look real old. And I don't understand how they
he
just...
He might have been a test tube baby.
I think he was, because the way he just real awkward, and I'm pretty sure, like, I wouldn't want my son to be that smart. Like,
I mean, you gotta realize you trade something. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Like, you it's a trade-off. Yeah, yeah. So you can't be but so any one thing. If you are a lot of that, then you already know that it's coming. Something else is going to be deficient. So to me, I wouldn't want you to be above average. I would want you to be above average, but besides that, you don't need to be, you know, yeah, Einstein level genius. You don't no friends.
You don't have time for that shit.
Like, and not only do you not have time for that, how many 9-year-olds that smart as you?
Exactly.
You're not, if you didn't
talk to
people,
9-year-old, you're like, so why are you doing that? Like, no, it's
kids eating their boogers. Not that I condone that, but I'm just saying, like, stupid kid stuff. You just don't even think would be okay.
So you don't have a 401k yet? You're like, what? So you don't know anything about stocks, bonds, and IRAs?
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting all this money, you know.
Like, you know, I'm investing my, what? The kid look like, I get an allowance. Like, what are
you
talking
about?
He's starting to hedge fund.
I buy, what is it, Roblox or something?
He's starting to hedge fund with the little kids. Which he with the little kids in school. Like,
yeah, he with the grown people.
He doing motherfuckers' taxes. He doing his teacher taxes.
Exactly. Because this kid just got so much, you know, he's just so smart. But I just feel like you have to know what's best for your kids. And that's not just for education, but just anything that they're interested in. Like, you know, you don't want them to just, you know, have so much tunnel vision to where they're not able to be a well-rounded person. Because anybody, like, even if they are really good at it on an instrument or a sport or what have you, you still want to have them have some other skills that are age appropriate. So I just feel like, you know, do what you do with your children. But at the end of the day, you want to make sure that they can, you know, survive in the world. Okay. And just being a genius don't give you people skills, don't give you life lessons, don't help you to know how to deal with people when they trying to run a fast one on you. You got to have a little street smarts in there too. So, you know.
So here's a little story at a glance. 9-year-old, his name is David Balogun of Pennsylvania, has graduated high school and started taking college classes. Like Queen Germ said, he attended school remotely, allowed him to excel at a faster pace. And the family is currently looking into Ivy League schools, including the University of Penn, Princeton, and Harvard. But living on campus is not an option for a 9-year-old. Of course it isn't. So he was attending the Harrisburg-based Reach Cyber Charter School. He tested out of elementary and middle school and started his high school curriculum. Wow.
And who took the test? Y'all don't know. You talking about something online and all that. The mama could have took the test. That's why the damn nigga was off the scale.
He said, I finished 8th grade in 2.5 months. Then I started high school. He said attending school remotely allowed him to excel at a faster pace. Oh boy, when he heard the word STEM program at 7 years old, he was jumping up and down. I said, okay, this is where we're going, this is what we're doing. He loved it from the first moment. It's been an amazing journey. So hold on, I'm calling cap in this story. So in two years this nigga done took all these fucking classes.
Like, oh, I said, yeah. They saying he testing out of stuff. He testing out because his mom and them is testing for him. You can't make me believe that this boy. How do you know things that you've never been taught?
I mean, I guess you go over the modules before you can, you know, he read the module before you can test out. I guess,
like,
he's doing
the
work.
I ain't buying it. But even if he is that smart, I mean, like I said, college is no place for a 9-year-old unless you're going to have him online. Because you can't tell me that he gonna be in the right type of environment.
Said he wants to be an astrophysicist.
Physicist. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Like our boy.
What's our boy?
What's the man name? Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Oh yeah. Cool dude.
Yeah, very cool dude.
So yeah, man. If you got a whiz kid like that, man, I mean, the drawback is, like you said, your kid's too young, and he's missing out on a good part of his childhood, and it's like he'll feel out of place at a college, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, just being in class, you just a little kid and everybody looking at you, like, you know, because he's going to feel like a kid eventually. You know what I'm saying? Like, one day, you know, he's going to, like, I'm 11. I'm hair starting to grow on my nuts and my voice going to drop. And, you know, who knows what might happen to this guy. But, hey, shout out to y'all. I'm glad he's black. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know. Hey, we need more black kids, I guess, 9-year old.
That's what y'all testing need, prodigies.
Out. Yeah, we need more prodigies. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to young King David.
Young King David.
Recently online, what's that like, rapper named Latto? Mm-hmm. She was, they seen her out, and she had on like some cheetah, leopard, tiger stripe panties, some animal print, mm-hmm. and multiple things. And so somebody thought, you know, she was wearing the same drawers over and over. So she showed it, like, I got plenty of pair of underwear, right? So they started like a GoFundMe to buy a new underwear or whatever like that. So then she said, hey, I'm going to sell my used drawers.
That's sick.
Now, it got up to $92,000 for a pair of these underwear. And I got to know, Queen Germ, how much you sell the pair of your drawers for?
I probably would sell them for $10.
$10?
Like, what for? Like, these are, you talking about some clean drawers?
No, niggas want that seasoning in that motherfucker.
I don't think there's a market for that.
Oh, it is.
There's a market for celebrity panties, but there's not no market for regular girls' panties.
Listen to me, Quisher. It's a market for everything.
Okay, well, if there's a market,
$10?
I say 20. 25.
$25.
Damn. $20, $25. Like, I got plenty of drawers. I go to work every day. So if I put on a pair of panties every day, I can sell that pair of panties for $25. It's not that serious.
You gotta sell them in a bag. So they can
keep the scent to them.
Yeah, I guess, because these niggas is wild these days.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Like, I don't know who wants to smell random people coochie. Now, smell the coochie or the ones
I guess it's the smell of the coochie that turned the nigga on. It ain't about the randomness. They want that aroma. That's what they want.
Yeah, that's a little bit too saucy for me.
I mean, that might be what they like, that saucy smell. They might, ooh, saucy.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Like I said, you going to have some days where you got a hard-working coochie.
Yeah.
And then you got some days that...
There might be that light. They're like, you know, ooh, this one right here.
Yeah, she
was... As soon as he bust the plastic, he smelt that shit. Like, ooh, shit. That jumped out the bag on him. You know what I'm saying?
Walked a million miles in there.
Yes. She sat down a lot today. I can smell it.
This must be the draw she wore to the gym.
Hey, it's some sick niggas out there, bro.
I don't understand it because I know for me, I wouldn't buy no nigga drawers. So and it might be some women who would buy some nigga drawers, but I ain't buying none. I'm sorry.
No discouraging no ladies out there that's buying nigga drawers. They want to smell that.
I don't know why.
Hey, some people are attracted to smells. Like, that's their thing, smells. They get aroused.
I mean, I get it.
By smells.
But that's the reason why you can't be mad at people who don't like certain foods. I mean, because it's like certain things trigger an attraction. Just because you like to eat a whole bunch of vegetables don't mean I like to eat a whole bunch of vegetables. Just because you like to eat
pussy. Vegetables make you horny or something?
I'm just saying, people like what the fuck they like. So if somebody doesn't like it, ain't no reason for nobody else to feel no type of way about it because... You gravitate to it because you actually like it. It most of the time, people who eat a lot of vegetables, they ain't going to say, I just eat the vegetables because I know they're good for me. Somebody taught me they was good for me. You eat the shit because you actually like it. So if I don't like it, then that's fine. That's the same with, like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, you might like, somebody might like eating pussy. Somebody might like giving head. You do what you feel like you like to do for whatever reason you like to do it. So everybody got their thing. Now, you got people out here buying these dusty underwear or, you know, creamy drawers. I'm not understanding why you think that. I mean, like I said, she's a celebrity. So $92,000, even for me,
they took it down. They ain't let her get the money. They took it down, I guess, because the
So GoFundMe takes the money back and they keep it for themselves?
Well, it wasn't GoFundMe. She put them on, like, eBay, but she should have put them somewhere else and she could have got that money. But I guess eBay citing, like health reasons or something. I don't know what the reasons were.
Oh, okay. It's not sanitary for them to be using it on the creamy crotch.
Yeah, so you know.
Yeah, I just feel like people will buy anything, I guess. And that's another testament to the society that we live in. Because you tell me, why would somebody pay $92,000 for some panties that somebody already wore?
I I guess they want them.
They want them to be able to say that they had her panties.
Mm-hmm. Still smell like her. Like, ooh, I can smell that.
Mm. I like the smell of clean freshness.
Some niggas like that dirty smell.
Mm-mm. I mean, and if it's a clean sweat, I could get with that too. But you talking about somebody that doesn't smell like they smell like they done been through it. They done been in the muck and the mire. I'm good.
I mean, I ain't talking about no hard working. Like, I've been working all day. You know, just some.
I'm saying you talking about pussy. Okay, when you go between somebody's legs, that even with a man, that sweaty between your legs, it ain't never gonna smell that good. Like I said, if it's a clean smell, like you ain't do but so much, you just was living today, you might be safe. But when you talking about somebody that been mixing up, moving around, sweating and carrying on.
Performing. She been performing in these.
Yeah, no.
These are performance draws.
I don't know. I don't think that's going to be what I'm looking forward to breaking the seal on. Hey. I'm sorry. So, I mean, people do what they like, and I get that too. If you're going to ask me about what I would do with it, that ain't something I would do. But like I said, for mine, I'd give you a gentle dub. Because you got to pay for the panties. Mm-hmm. Then I got to have shipping and handling. Then if I could get $10 off of them, then I guess, you know, that's a profit for me.
Damn.
I ain't trying to knock you over the head with it. So.
That ain't bad.
Yeah, $25.
So what if somebody hit you up for a special pair? Like, look, I want that. I want you to wear like a pair for like 3 days.
Because I can't wear no drawers for 3 days.
What you mean? I'm giving you $500. I want you to wear these drawers for 3 days.
I can't wear no panties for 3 days, bro. Mm-hmm. Not the same drawers. And they can't get washed.
Same drawers.
No, I can't. That's not good.
I'll give you $500.
Nobody's crotch $500 should be on the same pair of panties for 72 hours. Yes. That's not sanitary.
I need that. I want it to be wild. Mm-mm. Wild Alaska.
Yeah, it's going to be wild.
Wild,
right?
Sockeye salmon. That's what I want.
See what I'm saying? And you comparing the shit to a salmon. Like, no, nah, bro. I'm good on that.
Uh-uh. Oh, man. So, yeah, man. Shout out to all y'all sicko niggas out there, man.
The people like the soiled panties.
I saw a story while we was out, and I had to talk about it. Now, Queen John, you know I'm a coach, and I would do a lot of things to win. But this right here, I will not do to win. This thing says... Oh,
that's the one with the coach playing to be a kid.
Yes. So now they throwing these ads up on the motherfucker. Everybody wants you to damn sign in to some shit to read their motherfucking...
Nah, you pay a dollar.
That. Mm-mm.
He said, y'all got a Patreon, used to have. But I ain't messing with you today.
Yeah, so let's go to it, man. Let's see if this one will let us read without having to sign in and subscribe and all this bullshit.
Just tell us what the people let you
do. So it says, a Virginia high school's girls basketball season ended early after one of their coaches was caught pretending to be a member of the junior varsity team. Portsmouth Public School says Arlesha Boykins, an assistant basketball coach at Churchland High School, posed as a player on the girls' junior varsity team and played in a January 21st game against Nansemond River High School. Churchland wound up forfeiting the game. The school system was notified of the incident the week after it happened, and they say both Boykins and the head coach of the junior varsity team are no longer employees of the school division. So the kids decided to forfeit the rest of the season, canceled it out, the varsity and the JV team. So I don't know if this coach coaches both teams, but I gotta know, Queen Germ, how wild of a coach are you to suit up for a JV game? Like, this ain't even varsity, my nigga. This JV.
And see, this is the thing. The people must think that other people are dumb or they are just that clever. I really don't understand. Because you should know as a grown-up. Like, the coach is not 23, is he?
No,
the coach assistant. The coach is not 23.
Yeah.
24. So, why would you think that anybody... Like, you know what I'm saying? You got to be in the early 20s for you to kind of pass as a teenager. Yeah. Like, yes. Once you kind of probably hit 24, 25 and on up.
Yeah, you start getting some age.
You starting to look like you 25 you and on up. So I'm not understanding who you thought you was going to fool. If you a whole coach out here, the people done seen your face doing something in it.
I just want to know how they think they can pull that stunt. Like, you're a grown-up. Like, this is
you're
like
a grown-up, but you're a coach, and you have worked for who? You've worked for these same people you trying to pretend that you were the player on?
But the team was cool with it. The team was out there playing along with it. It wasn't the other team, the other people reported it, not the team they own.
But what I'm saying
is, she out there getting high fives and shit. She out there playing like they was in on it. These girls are not motherfucking saints.
It ain't about nobody being a saint. I'm saying that the coach is retarded because...
The coach is like, yo, go ahead, get in. This is a JV game. Like, they don't even goddamn keep a record in JV. Like, it ain't like, you can say your record, whatever, in JV. They're, okay, whatever, cool. Like, we weren't even keeping stats, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's JV. Nobody cares. How the fuck you pulled it? Like, this shit crazy, bro. This shit crazy.
Yeah. I mean, you that sound like some. That sound like some Tom Brown shit.
I mean, what are you trying to allege there?
Hey, it sounds like y'all do anything to win.
But we ain't going to do that. Now, you know.
I mean, ain't none of y'all coaches look like y'all could be 10. Like, no. Come on now.
Because, if so, if nigga.
Y'all would have let them suit up.
Hell yeah. If I would have passed as an 11-year-old, nigga, I would have.
And
shit.
You don't,
I would have been out there, motherfucker. They'd been like, what's up with that kid? Right? Oh, yeah, he out there, man.
Yeah, he got a facial hair. Now, you have to shave your face for real.
Shit. I would damn sure do it, but this coach right here, hell no. Like, you out here with tattoos and shit. They like, look, what? Coach out there, grown-ass woman. They look at her hands and shit, looking like old, like, come on, man. I'm cool. Like, you doing too much for a JV team. Like, yeah. It's JV.
I mean, and I wouldn't even care what it was, JV, varsity, whoever, but why you thought that would be a good idea? Number one, you ain't teaching the kids nothing good because you a whole grown person. That's one thing that you said that... It was like Little League and y'all fucking around with a birth certificate or some shit. You talking about you over here as an adult impersonating a kid or a student.
Because I think that was somebody that she was being some player that wasn't there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, but you not that young.
So there must have been a road game. Then it had to be a road game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because the people in the hometown would have noticed like, wait a minute. Like,
why is coach out there?
Exactly. What are they doing?
Is that
she warming up with the kids? Like, she got on a uniform tonight?
Why she got a jersey on? Like, yeah, this like, is weird.
Nah, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, but that's a wild story. We've seen this a lot. People want to relive their childhood.
Yep.
I mean, that's how, like, listen, I know we ain't got a lot of young listeners. But y'all got to understand, those are the greatest times of your life. So that's why motherfuckers want to do that shit all over again. Like, because it's adult shit. It ain't what you want.
What you think.
Like, when you're younger, you talk all that shit that you want to be grown out of.
Oh,
you know,
what I do when I'm grown.
But you're going to have this and you're going to have that. No, you don't know the fuck you're not, okay? I'm going to go ahead and tell you. So, listen, if you're young and you listen to the show, enjoy being a youth. If your parents are gracious enough to let you still stay in their house, be happy. Enjoy that. Stack some bread. And when you leave, don't ever come fucking back. That's how you do it. But we got a lot of these motherfucking kids that can't get away from the nest, that keep coming back to the nest. And they, you know what I'm saying? But stay there as long as you can. Be gracious while you're there. Be respectful. Because once you out here and you on your own, nigga, it's a cold motherfucking world, nigga.
It is.
So, yes. So, Mr. 9-year-old boy, don't get beside yourself.
Yeah.
Cause you a high school graduate at 9,
yeah,
nigga.
Stay,
you about to go.
Stay
to, you taking community college classes at 9 and shit. You doing some college shit. Stay fucking humble, 9-year-old. Stay in your fucking place. My coworker told me today. He said his son went clean up his room. He said my son's a slob. I don't know what to do about it. He said I went there and asked about his room. He was like, yeah, it's dirty. Now, what you gonna do about it? I said, oh shit. So you got a problem on your hands.
That's white people. Got to be.
I said, because he told you what you're going to do about it, basically.
Because my thing
is... I said, he ain't got no respect for you. I said, that's what you got to...
Does the nigga have a job?
No.
So, therefore, your only job is to keep this house clean, the room clean, or whatever I need you to keep clean.
You can't make a blue shit when he know that he can whoop you. When he know that he can whoop
he
you.
He can't whoop me because I can put all y'all motherfuckers out. Put your hand on me and see how fast the police get called.
I'm telling you. That boy know he can whoop his daddy. Hey,
okay.
I be telling him at work, I say, hey, boy, your son gonna jump on you one day. I say, I know it's coming. You know what I'm saying? Because he didn't, the signs are there. He done told you plenty of times from what you done told me. So I know he done told you way, I know yeah, that it's been way nice. More signs. Like, so the ass whooping is coming. The man gonna come to work one day with a black eye lumped up when the son that jumped on his ass.
Will it be the son or the wife one?
Now it's gonna be the son, because look, only person gonna save him is the mama. The mama, because he already probably having his daddy in the headlock, and the mama be trying to save him. Leave your daddy alone, and he let him go and stuff like that. And that motherfucker be mad.
But she better coach him up and let him know that he might want to fall back, because if the daddy the one paying all the bills, I'm going to need everybody to act like they know what it is. Because me personally, I fuck around and get the sliding my things on the pot of there. And before they know it, they'll wake up and ain't none of my shit will be there no more.
Mm. He too stupid to do that. In the spirit of Valentine's Day, because it is Valentine's Day at the time of this recording, it won't be when you're listening. I got to know, Queen Germ, have you broken someone's heart?
I would like to think that I haven't, just due to the fact that that's never been my goal, because I love to love, you know what I'm saying? So when I think about it, anything that I've done, I would hope hasn't ever broken anybody's heart. Because that could have never been my original intentions. So, like I said, I hope I haven't. And if I have, I hope that those people have forgiven me by this point. It's been a long time. So,
Well,
have you broken somebody's heart?
I don't think so.
I think you have. You done broke mine.
Girl, stop saying that. Will you stop telling people that?
I ain't telling nobody nothing. I'm just you sharing my truth.
That's your truth.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I got you. But as far as me, no, I don't think I broke anyone's heart, because I haven't been that invested, you know what I'm saying, in the relationship before my wife, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, me and you still together hanging and banging, so your heart can't be broken, you know what I'm saying? Mm. You know, but I don't think so. I don't think there's anybody that's just like upset that, you know, or was down, you know, because one, I ain't had no girlfriends like that. So,
Except for the one you cried over.
If you want to say so.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Sure, whatever.
See what I'm saying?
Okay.
This is the shit I had to deal with.
Y'all. I'm just saying. Hey, I agree with you. I ain't going to argue about it. I'm just going to, you know, that's the story we're going with. That's your truth.
That ain't my truth. Now, that is the truth. I can tell you that. Now, the nigga cried over that woman. That's your truth. He cried over that lady. And so I was like, well, shit, a nigga ain't never cried over me. How the fuck I give you 20 years and... You cried over her after one.
Oh, wow.
Two, however long y'all was together.
Wow.
But hey, you know, every time I hear somebody with that same name, I be wanting to cut their damn head off, but I just let it be. Cause I know.
You won, baby. You won.
I didn't, though. That's the thing. I got something, but I didn't win.
You did win.
I didn't win.
You got the prize.
No, this is not winning.
You got the prize.
It's not winning.
I mean, she didn't win. You won. So why are you hating on her? Hey, you should be like,
yeah, because you had to call and tell her that you got, oh yeah, you know, I'm having a baby and blah, blah, blah. And
yeah, tell her about my life. Like, yes.
Get married and be with this lady. You just had to let her know so you can try to see if she would come back to you and be like, no, I want to have a baby with you. I want to be with you.
I had to let her know.
You know, it's whatever.
I let her know, like, yo, if you thought it was going to be, any blocks was getting spunt, get it out your mind, because I'm moving on. Done. I'm done with you. That's what I was saying.
But you interesting.
Know, yeah. That's what I was saying. But anyway, so since you've broken nobody's heart and I've broken nobody's heart.
Yeah, I don't think I did. So niggas be acting like they be having feelings, but they don't be having feelings. So.
Oh, they be acting like that?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I'm just saying. They act like they got feelings, and people be like, they done did you so wrong. Then when you finally leave, all of a sudden it was, you know I love you. You know I just blah, blah, blah.
You know niggas go to. Niggas out there gonna kill themselves when they want you to come back. Hey, yeah, ladies, don't fall for that. Ladies, that is bullshit. Call the nigga bluff.
It might not be.
Call the nigga bluff, lady.
See, that's horrible advice.
I'm just saying.
That is horrible advice.
Because the niggas do that shit. They always say, oh, girl, if you don't come back, I'm okay, go ahead, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Call the nigga bluff.
Don't do that.
I bet you he won't do it.
Don't do that.
And if he do it, then maybe he loves you. Who knows?
Really? That's the shit you want to rest on.
No, I'm just saying. Just saying.
Okay. All right. Let's move on.
Let's move on. Happy Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. And it's Valentine and not times, whatever.
It ain't Valentine's?
No, I said times with an M. The people keep saying
I thought it is times. I thought you were saying Valentine's Day.
Yeah, no, I said Valentine's.
Without the M. Oh, with the M.
Yeah, Valentine. Don't put the M in there. That's not in there.
Hey, man, listen.
I just need the niggas to know.
They said something about talking is if there really is no wrong way, because it could be true to that person. Like, so, you know, like they were saying, they showed two kids a pictures of Elmo and Cookie Monster, and they say, who is eating the cookies? And they say, Elmo is eating the cookies. And they say, who be eating the cookies? And then they said, Cookie Monster be eating the cookies. But in the picture, Elmo was the only one with a cookie. And so, you know, so, and they say, Cookie Monster be eating the cookies, because that's what he be doing. He be eating the cookies. All the time, so.
But that's not what we should teach.
But grammatically, that's wrong to say Cookie Monster be eating the cookies. Yeah. But technically, Cookie Monster be eating the cookies.
Well, let's not teach the children that. That's not what the children should learn in today's society. I'm just not for it.
So I was just like, damn, this shit crazy. So, you know, it's weird. We didn't got to a spot in the world where there is no wrong
people,
answer.
But that's the thing, like, y'all unkill people about saying this, saying that, beating the people in the hand, all that kind of craziness, and now you're going to throw that to the wind?
Fuck all the rules of grammar, man. Like, it's a new way. Like,
I mean, people going to be looking at the emails and people talking about, oh, this person don't know how to write this, and they don't know how to
write
that.
He be writing all on the board. He be writing, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He be writing.
We'll go with that.
Well, it's top 10 time, y'all. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Top 10 is when we name 10 things. Sometimes we go from 1 to 10. Sometimes we go from 10 to 1. But 99.9% of the time, it's 10 things. And this one goes a little something like this. The top 10 sexiest American accents. Now, y'all know accents are people that it's that little.
Oh, I know accents.
That's when you talk, you got a sound that's very, it might be to an area. You know, you got a New York accent. You got all kinds, Californian, down south. And then in the south, we got different southern dialects. Like, we got people in the south sound different from state to state. So, it's the southern accent ain't even the same. So, we're going to go with the top 10 sexiest American accents.
And they are false.
Hey, this is by, I think it's, I forgot the website that did it. I think it's like Lucky something.
They didn't do a good job.
But this is what they got. This is what the top 10 we're going to discuss. And number 10, we got California. The California people swear they don't have an accent. But California people, y'all got a motherfucking accent. Just want to let y'all know. Number 9, St. Louis, Missouri. Now listen, St. Louis, I don't know how they got sexy out of this. That her shit. Nah, bro. It's not sexy. Number 8. Philadelphia. Now, come on, bro. This is
like, I said this shit lame as hell.
Number 7.
And it get worse.
Hawaii. Hawaii has an accent?
I wouldn't even know.
What is a Hawaiian accent?
Like I said, I wouldn't know, but at the same time...
What the fuck is a Hawaiian accent?
I'm pretty sure that shouldn't be on the list.
And it gets worse. Number 6, Mississippi.
Now, what is sexy about Mississippi?
Listen, them niggas can barely talk now.
Thank you. So how does that sound sexy?
That
sounds slow.
Come on, bro.
But that don't sound sexy.
What? I'm cool. Number 5, Chicago. What? Chicago accent? That's weird. Hey, man, it's always a list, man. Chicago on. Number 4, a Mainer. What is that? What
somebody
is a Mainer?
From Maine?
Oh!
I'm guessing.
What the fuck somebody from Maine sound like? Have you ever met a motherfucker from Maine?
Not knowingly.
I bet you ain't even a million people from Maine. So how the fuck a Mainer accent is the sexiest?
Is the thing. And that,
what kind of bullshit is that? Because
they must be from there. Or know somebody from there.
Number 3. New York. What? What? Sexy? A New York accent?
Hey, the people say they number three.
Number two. This is super cap. A Bostonian.
So, Boston people sound that good? That's what this...
I guess they think that John F. Kennedy sounding that shit sound good. Mm. You're not going to see what we're going to do, but you're going to come to... That?
Yeah. I guess that turned somebody on.
Man. If it worked for you, hit the voicemail, hit the Cash App, if that Boston accent worked for you.
But what you got coming in for number
one? And number one, the sexiest accent according to this website is a Texan. Now,
if a nigga talk about,
they didn't have New Orleans on here at all.
And dumb people, when I say that right there, that's the language of love.
Come on, man.
Dumb people could tell.
How you going to have a list of New Orleans? They could talk me out of some money. Louisiana. How Louisiana ain't on this motherfucking list? Maybe that's what they meant by Mississippi. Maybe they got their states mixed up.
If so, that might have helped. But Mississippi, it ain't shit. I done talked to enough people from Mississippi. They ain't worth talking to, let alone talking about they sexy, the voice sexy, the accent sexy. Nah, bro. They must have thought it was New Orleans.
So if a nigga talk like Yellow Beezy, hey, man, like that little Yellow Beezy and Mo3 and all them niggas. Well, them Dallas niggas. Cause Dallas niggas don't sound like Houston niggas. Houston niggas don't sound like... So Texas niggas got different...
Yeah. I mean, that's the same thing like with Georgia.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Cause they don't
sound the same.
No. Because you got Atlanta, then you got the Georgia niggas, then you got Savannah niggas.
Yeah. So it's totally different. Yeah. I mean, and I'm sure that's the same way like with Florida. The state big enough there. You got all kind of little regions and nooks and... Yeah. Crannies or whatever in it. So, I mean, it's just a thing to me that you ain't got New Orleans on here. And when I tell you, the people from New Orleans, they could talk, they could finesse me out of some of anything.
Jesus.
I'm just being real. I get there and I'm just like, wow. You know, like I said, the land of milk and honey. That's what that is.
Oh, wow. So, that was the top 10 this week. Do y'all agree with the accent list? Let us know. And we'll see y'all next week for another one.
And another one.
Well, it's TV Talk time. TV Talk was going to be real light this week. All we watched was Abbott Elementary because that's all that came on. I know we were gone 2 weeks, and I think they only had one episode of BMF, but I can't remember if it was what happened. Oh, shit. That was the episode where the damn daddy cheated on the wife and stuff, and it was slow stroking on the wall for about 4 or 5 good pumps. Then he went home and gave his wife some old dirty pumps from the dirty dang-a-lang.
Yeah.
And Meech and Terry, they struggling. They went out to Atlanta, got played, got all their money stolen from them, basically.
And then they got it back.
In a card game, huh? When they get it back?
Didn't they do something?
How'd they get the money back? They because robbed
they
somebody.
Went to another
thing. Yeah, they went to another game, and yeah. Something like that. They went to another game with the girl, yeah, and Buddy kicked them out because he was like, y'all in it together.
Yeah, with Monique.
Yeah, with Monique. Yeah, so the episode, you know.
And then the daddy had gave them some money to go with him.
He gave him whatever just to get going. It wasn't nothing like that. Nigga only gave him, come on, man. That nigga Charles only had probably about $75.
But then, don't do that.
I'm just saying, then this nigga Lamar had to start having a moment of reckoning. He go to, I guess, Meech house or whatever, and the mama sit there and pray over him, the nigga leave and go away. This nigga want to change his life. Fuck this Lamar character, man. Fuck this Lamar.
They investing too much time building
too much fucking time. And I did hear some beef. The girl that plays the Lala character, the girl she portrays, she came out and said that whole part of the story is bullshit. She was like, Terry was like 25 when she met him. She was not a teenager. Because on the BMF show, they got Lala being like an adult having sex with a nigga that's in high school.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But she said in real life, the nigga was like 25 when they met, not no damn 17. Yeah. So she was like, she don't know who wrote that part of the story, but it's bullshit.
I mean, and they shouldn't have even done that anyway, just even if it was for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, if the shit was consensual and it done happen all these years ago, niggas, you know what I'm saying? I just feel like that ain't a good look to have anyway. Like, but she just want to be relevant just because of the fact that if ain't nobody coming down trying to give you some charges for some shit, you just need to fall back.
You look bad.
Nobody, if you was fucking around, you should look bad anyway. I mean, she was supposed to be married to a nigga. So
he was beating on her, though.
Yeah, but that you stayed. So you fucking another nigga.
You cheat on a nigga that's beating on you, right?
Nah.
Why not?
You supposed to leave.
But I mean, I can cheat on you if you're beating on me.
If that's the clause y'all got, know what I mean? That's the clause, that's y'all. But all I can say is, I mean, I get it why she want to say something, but right now, you know what I'm saying, the show is popping. So anybody who got something to do with it, I don't mind them, you know, capitalizing on the fact that, hey, this thing popping off. I want to make sure I clear my name before the people try to drop a charge on me. Because, hell, we don't know how many other charges exactly. She might have had to try to beat with the fact that her man in real life, if that's the part of the story that's real, he was a drug dealer too. Mm-hmm. Or somebody in the streets. So, you know.
Well, that's all for BMF.
And then Abbott Elementary was awesome because it was about Valentine's Day.
It's a Valentine's Day episode. Jacob basically spilled the beans to Janine that Greg likes her, and Janine didn't know because she's dating his homeboy, and Greg has another girlfriend. I guess it's a parent of one of the students, right?
He said former student.
Former student. Let me get it right.
Yeah. But I think that they are starting to realize that they like each other, and these other people that they keep messing with are just people that they keep messing with. Mm-hmm. They realize, like, when they did a little gift exchange, Greg gave his girl a gift that Janine loved, and then the actual girl liked the gift that Maurice, who Janine is dating, she loved it. She loved that gift because Janine didn't even know that it was a Telfar bag. She was pouring pencils and pens or whatever in the bag, like it didn't cost $238. And I'm just like, baby, I know she doesn't know, you know, and of course the character is not supposed to know, but that just shows that she doesn't put a lot of stock in those types of things. And that's why her and Greg are perfect for each other, because they like a lot of the same stuff. They, you know, real cool together. And it would be nice if they had the courage to go ahead and just try to date each other instead of playing around each other, because you think her input is that important. So he comes to her asking, do you think it's a good gift for my girlfriend? Like, nigga, if you like me for real, why the hell am I giving you input on getting a good gift for your girlfriend when I should be your girlfriend? So, you know, hopefully they make that, you know.
Why are you hoping for that?
Because they should be together.
This is a disaster waiting to happen.
It's not, because in real life, it's not a good idea to date your coworker, but every now and then, listen now, every now and then, it's some magic happening at the job. Every now and then, it might be 1.2% of the time, but it's a small chance that some people get together at the job that should be together. Like you got some of your friends that met at the job, and they've been happily married and ever since. But, you know, it's some people that just have flings at the job. Some people get married and get divorced from the job. But a small percentage of them, they make it. They make it.
Okay. Also, what happened on Abbott, a parent came to Ava complaining about Jacob teaching Black history class. And so, you know, so Ava went and sat in the class. And, you know, Ava being Ava. But then after a while, she started, like,
acting like a good person.
Sitting in all his classes for, like, a couple of days.
Yeah.
She was actually learning things, and, you know, it even motivated her to go back to school to actually get qualified to be the principal of the school, get her last little bit of
credentials that she needed.
Yeah, the credentials, like she said.
Yeah.
So then, you know, it was kind of funny how the parent came back to Ava and was like, yo, why is he still teaching the class? And she was like, oh, he's going to continue teaching. He was like, oh, so you ain't take any of my
concerns.
And she was like, well, you know, I did. And I have, you know, that like, he don't just teach Black History during February. He teaches it all year. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, he treats it like it is. It's part of history. You know what I'm saying? It's not Black history. It's part of history. You know what I'm saying? So that's what Black people need to understand. So maybe it is time we get rid of Black History Month. You know what I'm saying? Make them teach it along with history of with, you know, American history, because that's what it's all our accomplishments as Americans should be considered American history, not just Black history.
Yeah.
We shouldn't have to do that. You know what I'm saying? You know,
but
saying?
You know that they won't never do right. That's yeah. The only reason why you gotta have it.
So we need new history books then. You know what I'm saying? With the appropriate history in it. Mixed in with everything else.
And yeah, I mean, you give it a timeline. That's the only thing is. You got a timeline for it.
There you go, right there. You know, since all these motherfuckers want to talk about what books you can and cannot have, you know, make it get a history book that's correct.
Yeah.
With everything in it. Talk about the bullshit. So, That's all for Abbott Elementary. Always a good show. Comes on.
Always.
I think it comes on either Tuesday or Wednesday nights on ABC.
And Mr. Johnson, he just always makes his little one-liners.
Yes.
When she was talking about some who like her, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, Gregory? Yeah, I know who it is.
Yeah, I know.
And so when they asked him who he thought it was, and he said Gregory, she was like, why would you say that? And everybody thinks Greg like him.
Yeah.
Because everybody, the way y'all interact with each other, the way he pays attention to everything you do. So, of course, he definitely likes you. But y'all don't realize that y'all like each other. Yeah. So, I mean, like I said, I think it's cute because they're young, they're dumb. It's not even like a thing of some people who would just be physically attracted to each other and it would just be a mess after they, you know, knock it down one time. It's like they actually really like each other and they're just real awkward kids. So I just think that they would be a good match because they seem to be very genuine in how they interact with each other. So it would be cute to me.
Okay. Well, again, like I was saying, Wednesday nights, ABC, check out Abbott Elementary. Queen Germ thinks it'll be cute to see all this good stuff.
Would it?
Well, it's time for Queen Germ's favorite segment of the show, and that's Bad Black Cinema. Bad Black Cinema. Or the BBC, as we like to call it around here, is when me and Queen Germ act out situations suggested by you, the listener, or sometimes we just make them up. Now, before we get into this improv, let me let y'all know we are not classically trained actors. We did not study at Juilliard. Hell, neither one of us have a SAG card. But every week we come here and we do this for y'all. This week's no different. And it goes a little something like this. Woman still wears chain from ex who passed away. Queen Germ, are you ready? You understand the situation. It's as clear as day. The woman, she got a new boyfriend, but she still wear the chain from her ex that passed away. And the boyfriend, you know, he's been a little gracious, but now he getting sick of it. Are you ready, Queen Germ?
I guess so.
Here we go. Action! Hey, yo, Hey, Alana, let me ask you a question, man. It's something been sitting in my spirit for a while now, and I just need some straightening going on right here. I mean, first of all, you got time to talk? Can you put your phone down while I'm talking to you? I mean,
yeah.
So, look, let me ask you a question. I mean, you and this chain, like, I know it got sentimental value to you, right? Whatever the word is, right? But why you got to keep wearing it? I mean, can you just, like, put it up somewhere in a box?
Why should I have to put it up, though?
I mean, because why I gotta sit here? I mean,
you ain't gotta sit here and do nothing.
Yes, I do. Like, every time I look at you, I see a reminder of your ex. Like,
he's dead though.
I don't care. But
so you don't care. That's a part of who I am. I wouldn't even be fucking with you if he was alive.
I don't know that nigga. But
exactly, you don't know that nigga. He was that nigga.
Okay, well, again, all I'm asking is that I mean, just put that chain up. I ain't saying you got to get rid of it or nothing like that. You ain't got to keep wearing it.
I'm good on that.
What you mean? I'm saying,
You good? Ain't nothing. I mean, you're jealous of a dead man.
I ain't jealous of nothing. I'm just saying you right here flaunting the nigga chain. Like,
I'm not flaunting anything. I was wearing it when he was living. I'm going to wear it now.
Okay, but out of respect for your new man.
Out of respect for the dead. You shouldn't even have a problem with it because the man is not here.
I heard from I was listening to a podcast. The lady said, life is for the living.
Yeah, life is for the living.
Okay, and so
if I'm living and I want to wear this necklace, I'm going to wear this damn necklace.
But I'm saying out of respect for me, could you not wear the necklace?
Why though? What feelings you got about
it? It's just like, I just don't, why you still holding on feelings to this nigga? That's what I want to know.
It's not about holding on to feelings. The man is gone.
Again.
So out of respect for him, this is something that
when they put him in the ground, you should have put that chain in the ground. I should
not have. And I should not have. And that's why I did not. You a selfish ass nigga. Because what real man would be bothered by something that somebody dead got?
I think any man would be bothered.
I don't think so. I don't think one of them would. If you a real nigga, you know who you are. You can be confident in the fact. You sound insecure, nigga.
Hey, call me insecure. Call me what you want to. I just don't like the fact. Like I said, I've been wondering when you was gonna let this motherfucking chain go and shit.
I'm not because it doesn't make any sense for me to have to give up something.
What you mean you ain't giving it up? All you doing is putting it in a jewelry box.
So what good is it gonna be in a jewelry box if I ain't wearing it?
Why you gotta wear it? Do you understand what I'm saying? And that's like me wearing, flaunting something from one of my exes.
I don't know. It's probably some shit you wear right now. Nah. That this bitch done bought you.
Nah, none of that.
Okay. Okay, so you telling me every pair of shoes, socks, yes. drawers, oh, everything that yes. you got, ain't no woman bought for you?
No.
I might not want the shit your mama bought for you. Oh, but okay. that's my mama. So that's some shit I can't touch. I can't move. Come on, bro. Like, you not finna act like no child on me.
I'm not acting like a child. You don't act like a child.
I'm not acting like a child.
I just asked you to stop wearing the shit.
I'm not going to.
Okay, and that's what it is.
So that's what it is. We gonna have to agree to disagree on this
one. Hey, look, I'm just gonna say, if that's where we at, then you and your dad, nigga, you might want to go ahead and be with him then.
Okay, real niggas do real nigga shit. And you being a...
Right, call me what you want to, but I just don't feel like you all in this relationship.
I'm all in. Nah. I got a necklace. Yeah. I got a necklace. That's all I got left.
Yeah. And all I'm asking you to do is stop wearing the shit. I'm not asking you to get rid of it. I ain't tell you to pawn it, sell it, throw it away, none of that. Just put it up somewhere where I got to see it. I can get you a necklace if that's what you want. You know what I'm saying? You wear the necklace, I get you. You know what I'm saying? We don't work out, which if you don't let go of this necklace, I don't think we're going to work out.
I'm going to get a necklace from you for you to get and take back when we break up?
No, you can keep the necklace. I don't care.
So then you will leave a necklace for me to wear for another nigga. And you don't want
to
be
around
me.
You can choose to wear it or not. That's up to you. Again. And if that nigga might not care that you wearing an old nigga necklace, but the nigga that you with now, he gives a fuck. Okay. And out of respect for him, I thought you would might give a fuck. But again, I see the respect ain't there. So, hey, I see what our relationship is all about. And it is what it is, as the young people say. Cut! Bad Black Cinema, y'all. Now, in that situation, Queen Jern, what would you do?
I'm wearing my shit. Wow. Like, I mean...
That's fucked up.
No, it's not. Because yes, if I'm thinking about a dead person, a deceased person... That could be just as well something that, you know, a family member gave me that you feel some type of way, like, why you wearing, if it got a name on it or whatever.
Family member, I can, I'd be a little more receptive.
Yeah, but at the same time, you might have whatever feeling.
Oh, no,
you're not wearing that shit. The man is dead. It's different. Like, if you talking about somebody that's in the land of the living, of course, I'm going to say, yeah, you ain't wearing, you know what I'm saying, somebody else's things when they here in the land of the living. But you talking about somebody dead, I wouldn't give a damn about no dead people stuff. I would not. You could wear the dead people stuff. If that's what you want to do, you want to wear the woman, the lady gave you a ring, the lady gave you a bracelet, whatever the case may be, fine. Live it up. But you talking about somebody that's dead out of respect for the deceased, I would say, let it rock on. Rock on, my nigga. But I wouldn't even be concerned about something that you said somebody deceased gave you. I just wouldn't. Nah, I just wouldn't.
I'm cool on that. Nah. Dead, alive, all the same to me.
Okay.
All the same to me.
I don't see how, but...
It is.
And if you say so, partner.
Well, come in, tune in next week. Got some more topics for y'all. Well, it's time to read some rap lyrics, y'all. Right here, we read rap lyrics in our office voice, our professional voice, our white voice, our congested voice, whatever kind of voice you're reading the lyrics in, just make sure you read the damn lyrics. It's my turn this week, and y'all know how it go down. So it starts a little something like this. Check it. 15 of us in a 3-room apartment. Roaches everywhere. Cousins and aunts was there. 4 in the bed, 2 at the foot, 2 at the head. I didn't like to sleep with John. He peed the bed. 7 o'clock, plucking roaches out the cereal box. Some shared the same spoon, watching Saturday cartoons. Sugar water was our thing. Every meal was no frill. In the summer, free lunch held us down like steel. And there was days I had to go to Tech House with a note stating, Gloria, can I borrow some food? I'm dead broke. So embarrassing, I couldn't stand to knock on their door. My friends might be laughing, I spent stamps in stores. Mommy, where's the toilet paper? use the newspaper. Look, Miss Rose gave us a couch. She's the neighbor. Things was deep. My whole youth was sharper than cleats. That was Ghostface with his song, All That I Got Is You. The song was just some poor ass shit. Like, I couldn't imagine plucking roaches out the cereal box. Because first of all, that means you still ate the cereal after you plucked the roaches out. So if y'all niggas was plucking roaches out of the cereal and still eating the cereal, yo, hey, y'all lived a whole nother life, son. Because if you had roaches in your cereal, you ain't eat that cereal. You know what I'm saying? I don't know too many niggas that was... Nigga, your Raisin Bran had them raisins that was moving in that motherfucker, nigga. Like, I'm cool. So, yeah. That song right there, then you got, nigga, four niggas in the bed, nigga. Nigga peeing in the bed. Oh, hell no, nigga. 15 people in a three-bedroom apartment. Come on, bro. What the fuck? Hell no. I'm cool.
That don't sound good at all.
I'm cool. Y'all niggas was living in squalor. Yeah. All y'all niggas, that, yo, that shit's terrible.
But see, this is the problem I got with it, is if you live in that bed and you got that many people in there, that's really a problem. Because it's one thing if you said, I got my mama, she taking care of all these kids we got, you know, she got. Mm-hmm. You say auntie.
Yes.
And some other folk. So you got some other grown people in here that should be held accountable for the fact that y'all shit is shitty.
How the fuck we here eating, borrowing food from people?
When you got other grown people in the house.
This shit crazy.
So somebody need to be selling something.
That's how he started selling dope. Had niggas in wheelchairs and shit in his house. Like, this shit was crazy, bro. I'm cool. Well, come back next week when it's Queen Jones time to read the lyrics. It's HBCU confessional time. HBCU confessional is when I go to the HBCU confessional Twitter, grab some tweets and read the Queen Germ. This one goes a little something like this. So I started talking to this guy, and he has tattoos of men on him. Huey Newton, Obama, and Malcolm X. I told him it was kind of gay to have other men tattooed on him, and he blocked him. I guess he meant, and I blocked him. Was I wrong, or did he overreact? Queen Germ react.
Nigga. If I've got a man, now that does sound a little suspect. Because if you that fascinated about Martin Luther King, Obama, and whoever else you said.
You said Malcolm X, Obama, and Huey Newton.
Okay, them people can be put on a t-shirt. I don't see what a grown man needs to get another man. I mean, like, it's these men's names, it's the men's faces. You got portraits.
Yes.
Of these men. On your body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Quite suspect. Because I don't see the average man wanting the face. I mean, like, I wouldn't even get, like, my favorite rapper if I was a dude. Why would I get their face tattooed on me? I mean, I'm sure somebody does it, has done it. But I just feel like that's a little excessive. So I don't know whether it's necessarily gay, but it is quite abnormal. What if they're real good quality tattoos? It's quite abnormal. You could get that same design put on a t-shirt and you can wear it. You don't need to have it on your body. I just don't see that. I don't.
Mm-mm. Wow.
No.
Me personally, I don't see nothing wrong with it. Because it's like, I guess it's the caliber of man that you have on you. That's you know, you got, well, except for the Obama one. That was scary. That was a little sketchy. You can't have Huey P. Newton, Malcolm X, and Obama. Like, whoa. One of those guys are not like the other. You know what I'm saying? Is what I'm going to say. But I'm going to stall him out on this one. I'm going to shoot him some bail. I don't think it's gay. But if girls say it's kind of suspect, that's all that matters because you're not attracted to dudes.
You know what I'm saying? You're trying to catch some girls. Yeah, you got tattoos. Yeah. And the girls thinking that disqualifies you on getting the coochie. Yeah. And you might want to rethink that.
Yeah, that's all I can say, buddy, because I can't, you know, it don't matter what I think, buddy. You know what I'm saying? It only, you know, if you're chasing cakes, you know what I'm saying? And the cake saying that shit looks suspect, then my nigga.
Highly.
You need to go ahead and deal with that. So, if y'all like those HBCU confessionals, come around and check out another one next week. It's Keep It 100 time. Queen Germ, do you have a Keep It 100?
Yeah, my keep it 100 this week is I thought you was a different type of nigga.
100.
I knew you was a nigga, but I thought you was a different type of nigga. Some of y'all out here doing some real foul shit. Like, I know niggas be on some foolery. But when it come down to the shit that really matters, you got to come through. Like, you can't be over here fucking around releasing people balloons for Valentine's Day. You can't be around here having an attitude about shit that don't matter. You can't be around here not apologizing for shit you did wrong that you know you did wrong. And you just want to be that much of a jerk, or you that arrogant to think that, oh, I could just act like this shit ain't never happened. I'm going to pick up where we left off. I'm going to keep on going. It doesn't matter that I just pissed somebody off. It doesn't matter that I done, you know, said some shit that I know done hurt somebody's feelings. It's okay that I said whatever I said, but the next time I talk to you, the next time I see you, we supposed to just jump back in this conversation like, oh, we good. Oh, shit ain't good. Shit ain't sweet. But you got to be a better person than that, because I get it that we want to pretend as if things are what they are not. But that's not how you don't build like that. It's like you ignoring something that is a foundational, you know what I'm saying, idea. Like, if we building, we can't, you know, you can't build no house and you got a layer of a brick here and then you missing one brick and you want me to just throw some more stuff on top of that, knowing that we got a missing brick right here. That's not gonna last. That's gonna have us weak in a spot where we can be invaded by anything, whether it be wildlife, termites, whatever, invader, some intruder, because our foundation ain't good. But then you want to look at it like, oh, it don't really matter. We gonna breeze on past that. We gonna overlook that. And then years go by, the foundation ain't strong, the house gonna fall. So you can't move like that. You just can't.
Is that your keep 100?
That's my keep it 100. Okay. And I said I thought you was a different type of nigga. And that's what the keep it 100 is.
Okay.
So if it apply to you, it apply to
it
you.
It don't apply to me, so that's why I was wondering. Like,
yeah.
Well, you talk about this passionately about some. Strange.
Yeah, strange. Ain't it funny?
Well, my keep 100 go a little something like this, man. People think being difficult is cool, bro.
100.
And that shit ain't fucking cool, man. Like, if you are just the type of person that likes to, you know, you think it's funny to be difficult or be an asshole or be a jerk when people ask you simple questions or simple requests and you have to be an ass about it and wonder why people don't want to deal with you or are very standoffish dealing with you, that's why. Because it's like, you don't have to be a dickhead all the time. You know, I guess being a dickhead or asshole or jerk or whatever, that's your thing. That's cool. But if somebody's trying to talk to you normally and you just inject that all the time and people don't want to deal with you, that's just what it is. So that's my keep 100. Stop being fucking difficult when you don't have to. Don't do that.
Okay.
Winner, loser time. Queen Jern, got any winners?
Yes, my winner this week has to be none other than Mr. Roy Wood Jr.
Winner!
It has just recently been announced that Roy Wood Jr. is to host the 2023 White House Correspondents' Dinner. So this is a great accomplishment for him, and I hope that it just, you know, spirals his career upward. And I really like the guy. He's quite hilarious at times. So congratulations to Roy Wood Jr.
Shout out to Roy Wood, man. Friend of the show, man. Friend of the show. My winner is all these cupcaking ass niggas out here I seen today.
Winner!
Now, I was around, I was out and about, and I seen niggas holding flowers, niggas with bears, niggas doing all this fuddy-duddy, lovey-dovey, Ricky romance. You know, just looking real dumb. You know what I'm saying, out here today. And you know what I'm saying, these girls out here got y'all out here holding hands and doing all this whack shit.
That's the shit we
so, do. But y'all my winners today, though, man. Because, you know, at least y'all was out there doing the extra for y'all lady, making them happy. No matter what that was, y'all was out there making y'all ladies happy. So, y'all my winners, man. Even though I don't agree with your methods, I'm going to give y'all some props today. So take it and run with it. You got any losers, Queen Germ?
Yes. Now, my loser this week is going to be, trying to find a man's name. But nonetheless, the story goes that he's supposed to be a doctor. And this man, a Patel, his name is Dharmesh Patel. And he has been formally charged with 3 counts of attempted murder. And it's because he owns a Tesla and he decided to purposely drive it off of a cliff with his wife and children in it.
Loser.
So he was trying to kill these, he was trying to kill these people.
So he wasn't in it.
It don't look like he was in it. And see, the thing is, see, y'all get these smart cars and the cars tell on y'all. Mm-hmm. So you done going to say she's the wife of a California doctor who has been accused of purposely driving his Tesla off of a cliff. And so his family was inside. They were screaming. The lady said that the husband intentionally drove them off the cliff. And so obviously the evidence shows that this is, you know, substantial enough for them to draw charges against the man. So Dr. Patel, he is now facing charges for 3 counts of attempted murder. You know, one for each individual that was in the car, which one was his wife and 2 of those children. He was trying to kill them people.
He was sick of so that he, shit.
I don't know what the problem is, but all I can say is
he was sick of that shit. That's what the problem was.
Well, he finna be sick of a lot of shit because his ass finna go to jail.
He was like, trust and believe.
And then of all places that he was trying to go off, the cliff that he was going over was called the Devil's Slide.
Damn.
So he was doing a lot. So Mr. Patel, you are definitely my loser this week.
Man, my loser is Amber Rose, man.
Loser.
Amber Rose, she recently came out and said the kids at her son's school have been teasing him because she has an OnlyFans, and she was saying during COVID or something, the pandemic, she had to work. So, you know, OnlyFans was her route. And it got me thinking, like, ma'am, that's not your only route. You know that, right? You know, you could have went and got a regular job. You could have went and did something.
You could have done a lot of things.
You could have done a lot of things. OnlyFans is shouldn't have
been. Just was the easy thing.
Exactly. And that's what you chose to do. And so now you got to understand your actions are now affecting him. Because if she was one of them parents that came out and said, oh, I teach my son, he's a feminist, and we talk about periods and all that. Like, first of all, no little 9-year-old boy is supposed to know about a fucking period, okay? He shouldn't be. And why would a 9-year-old boy be a feminist? Like, that just doesn't make any sense. Like, yeah. It just, that's going to be another topic for another day.
Yeah. I mean,
who lies more, women or men?
Don't do that.
I'm just saying. Because
it ain't even about lying. It's about the fact that people have to be careful of what you expose your children to because, as I said before, there's a lot of things that are not age appropriate.
Yes.
When a child gets to a certain age, we can talk about gender. We can talk about sex. We can talk about sexuality. All of those all different
that
variations. Stuff.
You don't need to talk about
but
that
when you
7.
Talk about, like, I mean, your kid just talking enjoy around, being yeah, alive.
You. Why are the kids trying to be an adult? Why is the kid talking about, oh, I'm gender neutral? What? Nigga, you a kid. Yeah. I don't want to hear that fucking shit.
You need to be brushing your teeth and flossing and washing on a regular basis.
You need to wipe your ass. You telling me that you're gay.
Yeah, like,
you know,
come
like,
on,
I
bro.
Don't care, little nigga. Like, you know what
you
I'm
don't
saying?
Even know the things. You, know you. The, you don't know the foundational things for life, bruh. Like, come on, baby. So you got to know some simple building blocks.
Go grow up first, nigga. Like, God damn. You know how good pussy is? You gonna say you don't like that shit, nigga?
Yeah,
like,
at least try it.
Damn, exactly. Like, what the fuck, my nigga? Like,
rule it out on your list. Like, don't just go by what you think you know.
Thank you. Sheesh.
Give it a try.
So, that's my loser, Amber Rose. Well, Queen Germ, looks like we cleared the docket. It's time for me to ask you, do you have any shout-outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout-out Pam and the fam, who had a birthday the other day, my baby birthday twin. My child is her birthday twin. So, yes, happy birthday, girl.
Happy birthday.
So, I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson 5, the Lunch Crew, and the Front Porch. And, of course, my girl, KY No Jelly. And anybody that's representing the 912, that's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
All right. My shout outs go to something like this, man. Shout out to Be Easy, Saw Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, Rick James Bitch, RT3, my nigga J Will, CG24, Texas T, Light Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston, Stacks, MJ Money 9S, Pebby J from B More, Steph from B More, Nanita, Amazing AP, Dragon Lady, Sleazy Black Farmer, everybody over that site to fuck with the kid, Doc Cloud, all the gang, No Ma'am Game, you got Dom, Dot, all the gang, what's up, No Ma'am, Gang Gang, all the other podcasts to fuck with us. Well, first of all, we got the Black Pod Squad, we got 12 Cow, 12 Cow Podcast, we got Eclectic and EDP, we have Mad Static, Beats, Rhymes, Body Slams, we have Corey Dos Equis, I'm Something Else, to Power Lunch Hour. We got Pork L, Miss Mini Mix, the Cool Out Corner. We have Uncle Dolomite, Too Much Game Podcast. We got Dr. Bracer and the Dr. Bracer Network. That's the Black Pod Squad. Go check us out. All the other podcasters, you got Jay Christian from the Cognac Room, Riders Live, Mario Sound of My Voice, WV and Commonplace. You got JR, Mind Triggers. 8 More Than 92, Najee and Harrison. Any other podcast to fuck with us, man, shout out to y'all. Man, Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, and anybody fuck with us the long way, the short way, or no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Woo! Another show in the books, kind of rough, you know. Always when I take a week off, I feel weird that first week back because, you know, one, it's just, it's like I'm throwing off a little bit. And two, it's like when I don't do a show that week, I feel real like I let everybody down.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like the Eagles.
Kind of like the Cowboys every year, you know. But anyway. So, Queen Germ, rate your show, please. I'm not even going to give that little...
Don't do no more. I'm going to just be real with y'all. I think I had a good show tonight. I feel good. My levels are where they need to be with my alcohol ratio to the other bodily fluids. So, keep it short and sweet. I'm going to rate my show a 9.
All right. Well, I ain't going to beat around the bush. I knew I was excited about my team going to the Super Bowl because, you know, like I said, you know, it's only like third time I've seen that in my life. So I was excited. And I really thought we was going to bring it home. But what should have warned me that we was going to lose when Vegas said all the money was going on the Eagles side. And once they said that, I was just like, God damn it. We in for it. How is we going to pull this off? How is Vegas going to fix it? And I'd be damned. We was up 10 points at halftime and the niggas came back.
They made it look good.
And all I can say, saying all that, I'm going to rate my show an 8 because Kobe wore 8. And that's it. Mm. Yeah. So, that sounds like the show. That's how we wrap it up.
Mm-hmm. Wrap it up, baby. Put a
Don't forget on. To rate, comment, subscribe to the Frocast. Don't forget about a voicemail. You can call in at 347-201-2572. We're soon going to have a Patreon. We can join for as little as a dollar. And don't forget to buy a motherfucking shirt, bitch.
In the meantime, in between time, you can get a shirt.
Yeah, you still get a shirt now. And if you'd like to support us financially, hit the Cash App. $NAPFROGANG. NAPFROGANG. If you just want to hit us up, support us financially. So, on behalf of everyone here at the Nappy Afro offices, it's your boy King Germ.
And it's your girl Queen Germ.
And this is the Frocast, and we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace. The kids ain't back yet, so we can go.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss. NappyAfro.com